Deep within China's heavily urbanized Sichuan Basin, roughly 90 miles southwest of the Chongqing front, U.S. engage in heavy fighting against well-armed Jade revolutionaries.
Pushing in from the east along the corridor! Big-ass metal motherfuckers!
I see him, Jimmy! I see him!
Hey, behind that wall!
Now! Now! Come on, move it, Marie! Move there! Get up! Go! 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 Go!
Jimmy! We lost Jimmy! We fucking lost Jimmy!
I want control burst! Make every shot count! Brios! See if you can't get eyes on the situation! I want to know where those fucking tin men are coming from!
On it! Oh, shit! Oh, God,
man! I'm gonna shoot the blanks! All the smoke and ash in the air! Can't see nothing through this suit! Hold on, let me talk to God! See if this can shed any light on this clusterfuck! Cap 20 to Sky Eye, Cap 20 to Sky Eye. Talk to me, buddy. We're caught in a shitstorm down here. Invisibility's nil!
Copy you, Cap 20. I have the situation in view from up here. I see you've holed up in... what, is that a Buddhist temple?
Yeah, something like that. We're in a courtyard behind a stone wall.
Copy that. Well, I spot 12 hostiles, all mobile infantry, moving in on your location from the next street over. The IFF identifies them as Chinese Y-01 motorized armor. They're approximately 50 meters north of you and look plenty pissed off. Got any rockets to spare? I could paint you boys one hell of a sweet target.
That's a negative, Skye. No rockets. We spent our last BFG getting in here. We're down to caps and tracers. We're getting slammed down here.
Concentrate fire on the lead tin man! They're flanking us, goddammit!
I've got wounded! And we're being overrun. I need air support and I need it now!
The Audio Comics Company presents Titanium Rain, adapted by Josh Finney from the graphic novel series by Josh Finney and Kat Rocha. Original music by Jonathan Sharp, directed by William Dufries. Mamoru Air Base, located on Hainan Island, approximately 10 miles off the coast of the contested Chinese mainland.
To be alive is to be at odds with the world. There is no balance to be attained, no harmony with nature, only endless struggle. Man against nature, man against God. The instinct to survive is what has made us who we are. It has shaped us through the millennia, forcing us to climb ever higher up Darwin's evolutionary tree. We do this not only because we can, but because we must. For eons, man has dreamed of Eden, dreamed of an existence that's in perfect harmony with nature. Some call it Satori, others call it heaven. In more recent times, terms such as zero impact and sustainable growth have come to represent the fabled balance. Pop science buzzwords rising to take the place of religious zeal. Problem is, there's only one way to be at peace with nature, and that's to give up the fight.
Hey, Space Case.
What the hell are you looking at, man?
Darwinism.
You see a dead bird on the runway and you gotta poke at it?
It's a seagull. The crows were eating it.
Oh, that's just lovely. Just lovely, man. Well, when you're done dicking around out here, your presence would be much appreciated in the alert hut. You are on duty, after all.
Afraid I forgot?
Yep.
Lovely.
I'd bang my grandma for a cheeseburger right now, if I tell you.
Right, so here I am. Now what?
Now, let the games begin.
Oh, about time.
All right, boys, here's the 411. This is straight up poker, standard rules. Exception being twos are wild. Why twos? Because that's just how I like it.
Yeah.
The only other things you need to remember is one, starting wager is a single shiny white one. And two, I don't want any of you getting sore when I take all of you to the bank.
Captain. Anyone ever accuse you of being a complete git?
The fuck's a git?
Happy, come on, girl, that ain't fair. How do you expect us to understand you with all those fancy $10 words you use? Try and speak proper English around us Yanks, will you?
Yeah, tell me about it, man.
Bloody gits.
You know, Captain, last I checked, alert duty didn't include mandatory participation in your lousy poker racket. Jeez. I'll never grasp why you're so fixated on this game. It's not like cards require any skill. Or brains. Game's an over-glorified lottery. All luck.
Uh-huh. You just keep telling yourself that, good buddy. Fact remains, I've got myself a winning strategy.
Chess. Go. Those are games of strategy. But cards? It's all luck of the draw. Best hand wins.
Oh, this from a man who ogles dead seagulls.
I don't give a shit if you are my wingman, Alec. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And right now, you are very much in the wrong, my friend. Poker's not about who's got the best hand. It's about who can win with the hand they've got.
That's right.
It's just like life. Just like this war. All risk and reward. Yeah, try wrapping your head around that simple truth, buddy, and maybe someday old man Major Graves will trust you with a pair of shiny captain's bars.
All right, prove it.
Huh?
You say the war's like this stupid game. Convince me.
How about less not?
Yeah, let's just play, man.
Okay, smart guy, you want proof? You got it. All we need to do is pretend for a moment that everyone here is a player in this Sino conflict.
We are, you dickhead.
Stow it, Buffalo.
What?
No, I mean, like, say everyone here at the table is an army or nation. You know, the real players. Like, let's suppose Buffalo and Happy are the NATO portion of the Allies. Yeah. Buffalo, we'll assume you're America. And Happy, for obvious reasons, you are jolly old England.
All right.
Screw you, Pizzo. You can be America. I'm Texas.
That's nothing to be proud of.
Now, Peanut.
Oh, man, don't pull me into this, Captain.
You'll be the Union, you know. All the holdouts of old China. The government, the businesses, and what little military sided with them.
Hey, why do I have to be the Buddha heads? I plan on winning this.
Space Case, since you talk smack about my second favorite pastime, you get to be the goddamn Jades.
Oh, lucky me.
Kill those goddamn Jades! Oh, shit! We got inbound foot mobiles at you, too!
I see them!
Oh, Jesus! Maintain suppressive fire! Medic! 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 Hammond! Captain Anderson's down, man! You need to get your ass over here ASAP, man!
I'm here, brother! Oh, Christ. Where's he at?
Shrapnel at the wall, dog! Got him in the face real bad!
His vitals are intact mostly, but he's losing blood fast. Hold on, Captain! You hear me? It's never as bad as it looks.
Are you sure about that?
Back him up, man! I'll see what I can do about getting our asses out of this sling!
Cap 20, you are coming in weak and unreadable, I repeat.
Skyhawk! This is Cap 20 reporting.
You're loud and clear, Cap 20, go ahead.
Situation desperate! An RCO is down! RCO is down!
Again, Cap 20, did you just report your commanding officer as wounded?
Right, so who's gonna be India or Pakistan?
Like I could get two shits in a row about either of them. Seen any Indian planes on our runway lately? You gotta be seated at the table if you wanted to play.
Yeah, so what about the EU then? You can't just expect us to forget them too. Seriously, man.
Forget the EU? I wouldn't dream of it, Peanut. You know that girl that you got back home? What's her name? Kathy, isn't it? You know how she's always busting your balls, all those letters she writes, all those calls? You know how she's always trying to make you feel bad about being here? And just think of her as the frickin' EU. Not here, but sure as hell trying to stick her nose where it don't belong.
Too true, man.
Oh, you just went there.
Oh, that's cold, man. Real cold.
Slaying all the insults you like, Captain, but Peanut has a point. A lot of holes in this grand hypothetical of yours. I mean, what about Japan? Or Russia, for that matter? Where are they in all this?
Forget all that crap, okay? This is what you'd call a metaphor, all right?
Yeah, but I don't see
Fine.
How...
Fine. You want to know where the Japs and Ivans fit into all this? Right here. Here's your goddamn Japs and Russians. Where do you think all this comes from? Heck, you can add South Africa, Brazil, and Iran to the list if it means you'll shut up. Okay, so we've got our cards. Now comes the fun part. Time to figure out what's at stake. Because, like I said, without risk, there ain't no reward. Britain, you're up. What's it gonna be?
Well, seeing how I'm representing king and country and all, I open with a fiver.
Not bad. Not great, but not bad. So, what about you, Alec? What will the jades risk?
I'll match Happy's five, I guess.
Come on, Alec. A fiver's fine for jolly old England, but you're representing the jades in this here scenario. The Emperor's gambling a whole heck of a lot more than that. He's playing for all of China.
Oh, yeah? Well, Texas says y'all can kiss my ass. I see you, five, and I'll tell you what, I'll raise you 10. Booyah!
Whatever, man. I think your dumb metaphor jinxed me. Ain't natural making a brother pretend he's Chinese. I'm out, man. I fold.
Well, since yours truly is the good old US of A, it's up to me to draw a line in the sand. I raise 10. All right, Happy, you're up.
For king and country, I raise 3.
I see your 3. Raise your 2.
Shoot. Guess this is what you'd call strategic withdrawal, eh, Captain? I fold.
Dropping like flies here. Who will survive? I raise another 2.
You're trying to push us back to the courtyard!
You're pushing back, damn it!
Aim for the legs! Aim for the legs! At your 5, Jamie! At your 5!
Come on! You are a stick, you bastard! The one thing you are is fast!
You heard me, Sky-Eye! RCO is out of commission! Separation is separate! Well, we need air support and medevac at your soonest! Fucking
A! Copy, Step 20. Hold tight. Locking grid coordinates now. Help is on the way!
Alright, guys! Help is coming! Now!
Happy.
King's a damn puff anyway. Fold.
So, Captain. If that pile of chips is your line in the sand, what's it mean when I do this? I see your 2 and raise 10.
Oh. What it means is things just got interesting. Just like the real Jade Army, you're feeling pretty confident right about now. Stakes are high, 3 factions have folded, and you're sure you've got the winning combination. Of course, if that were true, why would I, the good old US of A, raise you 5?
Oh, Captain's throwing down the gauntlet now.
You are so full of shit, Piso.
Am I? The Emperor's army outnumbers us almost 3-1, yet the jury's still out on whether he can hold the mainland or not. Why should this game of cards be any different, eh?
It's not the same.
Bull, it's exactly the same. Now step up to the plate and play like you mean it, smart guy. So what's it gonna be, good buddy? Care to match my 5?
It's all getting a bit dodgy, eh?
Fine. You wanna flush your money? That's your malfunction. I see your 5. Raise 5.
I'll tell you this, Space Case. You gotta start thinking beyond what you think, you know. We're in the middle of a war. A real struggle for the soul of our culture. It's gonna be the learners who'll inherit the Earth after all this. Not the learned.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
It means prepare to be schooled, my young Padawan. Boom! I raise you 15. Whoa. What do you think of that?
Oh, screw you, Piso. What the hell do you have in your hand?
You fold?
What?
You heard me, do you fold?
Sure, whatever, you got me.
Read 'em and weep.
Son of a... That's what you had in your hand.
Fucking typical.
Ain't about who's got the best card, Space Case. It's all about... Scramble signal. Let's move, Alex. We're on the clock.
Roger that.
Tower control.
This is Flight Lieutenant Garland at the hook, confirming that an Alert 5 scramble order has just been issued.
At all times, four birds are kept on alert status. Four F-35X Hellcats, fueled and armed, ready to dive into the fight. Two of these are kept at alert status 5 and can be airborne within 5 minutes of the Klaxon's first howl.
Corner charge! Move, move! Crewman Brian, you're on ladder duty. Secure the lieutenant into his bird.
The lieutenant, let me...
I got it.
I'm in.
In 90 seconds, pilots are strapped in. Nav data is downloaded.
Diagnostic green. Navigation synced.
Ramp crews complete pre-flight checks.
Coolant level.
Check.
Environmental controls.
Check.
If everything's in the green...
Fan-fucking-tastic. We're good to go, boys. Pull the pins and kiss them goodbye.
Safeties are pulled.
Ejection seat is armed.
Good hunting, sir.
Roger that.
Canopy is down. Let's clear out.
We're done here. Crewman Flash, Crewman Brian, clear the way.
2 minutes spent. 180 seconds remaining. A final systems check is verified with the tower.
Echo flight. Let's have a final system check. Over.
Copy that, tower. Initiation final check. Maps downloaded. Nav calibrated. Master arm switch safe. Engine control circuits in the green. Canopy down and locked.
Roger that, Echo 2. Fire up.
Engaging starter.
Engine starter engaged.
At 14% RPMs, generators come online. Instruments power up. Climate controls kick in.
Life support system optimal.
I get that familiar throbbing in my ear that tells me the cockpit has been pressurized. At 18%, the engine whines into a solid idle. Fuel is fed into the turbofan. Shivers rattle the airframe's titanium spine. At 25, the fuel ignites. Ice-cold hydrogen becomes white-hot noise.
Ignition.
Less than 60 seconds left on the clock.
Echo 1 here. I'm taxiing onto the runway.
This is Echo 2 taxiing onto runway.
I suck hard on crisp oxygen and tighten my grip on the throttle. Any second now. Any second.
Tower, this is Echo Flight. Request permission to launch.
Roger that, Echo Flight. You're clear to launch. Vector 320, gate climb, Angels 40. VMAX, over.
Copy that, Tower. Echo Flight is out of here.
Every pilot knows the moment he leaves Earth, speed is everything. You gotta keep moving or else you're dead weight. Stop for just a second and you're gravity's slave. It's a lot like life, a lot like this war. You gotta keep moving. Never look back, because the moment you stop, you're dead.